Let me ask you a question. How many of you would trade places with a black person in this society? Raise your hand.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it's yes or no. How many of you would do it?
I dated a Hispanic, very dark.
No, I'm not talking about Hispanic. The question is
that I was going to have children. So I spent many years thinking of myself of having very dark skinned children.
Question is, how many of you would be willing to trade places in this society with a black person?
I think I would.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not saying there's not racism. Absolutely not. It's just saying I don't see it.
Yeah, but you know how racist this country
not
is.
Not to the degree that you do.
Oh, no, you will never know. You know, in this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? They're making shows out of these rich white women getting that CRT injected into their vein at high prices. Adam Coleman was commenting, these white progressive women pay top dollar to get scolded by a black woman for an hour. It's like an anti-racist dominatrix session. Unbelievable. And of course, I know where this was headed. This was headed toward sensitization, toward privilege. But it's funny to see that there's so little of these women who would trade in to begin with. So they don't need the sensitization. They know it would be bad. Dino Lagovic says, I bet the black woman wants to trade with an Asian. I don't know this. The racial preferences in dating, at least, they are pretty much within the race. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? I've not been on the internet for 2 days. I have seen the Hurricane Fiona because I traveled to different provinces where we had friends and family we wanted to see. Now, we wanted to see them before it had been scheduled before we knew about Hurricane Fiona. I mean, not scheduled precisely, but we knew we would go see them. And then I saw on the news Hurricane Fiona coming in. And so I thought, okay, let's do all of this together. Let's go see the hurricane. Let's do some hurricane hunting. So we ended up in those places that were hit by Fiona, perhaps not the hardest, but we've seen some of the damages. And in fact, the people we were going to, they had trees fallen. Some of them have damaged their house, very minimal damage, but we've seen what the hurricane was able to do. And we had fun living without electricity with our family. We made pan pizza on the fire. That was great. It was a great pizza. I'm very proud of it. And that's it. So now I'm back. I'm back home and we can begin looking at the news that I've been missing. On the other side of the border, Florida is about to get their own hurricane. Hurricane Ian forms into powerful storm, prompting evacuation order in Tampa. So hopefully everything goes well for Florida. I've seen what these hurricanes do, and it starts by knocking power, and then there's everyone gets nervous. They want their generators. They buy gasoline to power the generator. And then there ends up having a fuel shortage because it's already hard to deliver fuel if you don't have electricity. Everyone on top of it has high demand for gasoline because they need it for their generator and for driving. And you have lots of teams trying to fix electricity in the city. And they need gas to function. They need their vehicles to get to the place where they want to repair. So it was a wonderful experience to see the activation of a white society in response to a hurricane. It was very orderly. I'm very impressed at how our families, basically our friends, have been losing electricity for 2 days, and The whole system activated itself to go help people in distress. I believe there's one dead or something like this in Atlantic Canada, but it's someone who just died in their house because their house crumbled. But overall, it was an event extremely well managed. I haven't seen rioting. I haven't seen looting. It is fascinating to see a well-organized society where basically everyone has their generator, or they have a neighbor that has a generator. There's not been a need for humanitarian aid of any kind, yet there was plenty of destruction we've seen. I've seen buildings completely fallen to the ground, especially those big hangar-type buildings. They don't take hurricanes very well because they have these flaps of metal that are not super... You know, they're very subject to windy push and windy bending. And so those are the kind of buildings that fall easily. I've seen them completely crumble. I've seen houses with damage, roofs torn apart. But, you know, you can see already the next day and the day after, people were already on their way to repairing stuff. So it's beautiful to see how a resilient society basically is a society that have their own means of survival. They have generators, not unlike California, which outlaws them. So it's going to be fascinating to see how California can respond to events like this. Like, if you have an event that eventually shuts down electricity for 7 days and the generators are illegal, what do you do then? But in Canada, it was absolutely beautiful, and it was basically just fun for the family to just enjoy food cooked on the fire and spend lots of time together. John Drake says, happy to hear no one was hurt in the JF Mama families. No, everyone is good. In fact, if anything, I'm feeling almost better than before. It's weird, but like 2 days without electricity, without access to the phone. Well, I had some spotty access here and there. But amazingly, even the internet survived where we were. You didn't have the electricity, but if you could power with a generator the modem, you had the internet. So that was fascinating to see. The cellular networks were affected. I don't know exactly how it works. Perhaps it was through because of the electrical shutdowns, because we were in areas where basically 100% of the electricity disappeared. As far as the wind goes, the wind was strong. The wind of Hurricane Fiona, probably the strongest winds I've ever seen in my life, other than on TV. So in terms of seeing this in Quebec, Canada, I've never seen this. They were very strong. And many trees, basically you drive in car, you see down trees that had fallen on electrical wires or just fallen. Most of them were just ripped. They took the ground with them, and they kind of fell on the side. So they didn't break. Most of them just got pulled down so strong that they pulled the ground out with them. John Drake says, a glimpse of our near future, possibly. DK Shadow says, it's a dopamine reset. Ah, very interesting. Yes, it's like your brain goes into a mode where it's not rewarded anymore by just digging on the internet and seeing who responds to what. And yeah, it feels good. It feels really great. Cynical Biped says, I remember the big ice storm in Quebec in 1998. Quebec people are really resilient. Absolutely. Absolutely. What did I want to talk about? Oh, yes. Putin has granted Edward Snowden Russian citizenship. President Vladimir Putin has granted former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden Russian citizenship, according to an official decree published on the Russian government portal Monday. And this is one of the funniest news I've seen in my life. The U.S. suggests that Edward Snowden could be conscripted. He would become a ultimate soldier on the side of Russia, the man who not only fucked America in the ass by revealing that our elites were spying on us, but in fact, Edward Snowden on the front line just burning Ukrainian tanks and American tanks. I had a vision, which is why I've generated this thumbnail. I had a vision of Edward Snowden with his earphones, with his little geeky type of look. He would just be advancing the Russian front, just burning Ukrainian soldiers and US CIA mercenaries of all kind. That would be absolutely fantastic. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think it was just a suggestion. I don't know why. I think the US is pissed at the idea. And that's the whole idea of him being accepted in Russia. The reason Putin accepts this guy in Russia is because he is a living example, a standing example of America not being what it claims to be. Because if you claim to be a liberal society, an open society who wants due process, you would not pursue a man like Edward Snowden in courts. You would elevate this man as an American hero. But obviously, he's not been elevated as an American hero. He is basically subject to criminal prosecution, would probably spend the rest of his life in jail or maybe even death sentence, who knows, because they would start the argument that, oh, this is he has put in danger the federal agents by revealing all this information. The same thing they did with Julian Assange. So he is a living proof that America is not what it claims to be. And for Putin, it's a good meme to have alive to say, look, Russia has welcomed here a man who America could not accept. Russia is more welcoming than America for dissent. And it also turns over its own head the whole conception of Russia as an authoritarian, terrible dictatorial country, because hey, they can at least they're not as dictatorial as America because they can accept this guy in, whereas America cannot. John Drake says, you know, there is another Snowden working inside the US government just now. The next release of secrets will blow the top off everything. Well, I don't do that kind of unsupported future prediction. It makes me think of the QAnon people. It's coming, guys. The reckoning is coming. of course, John Drake, you are entitled to your opinion, but I, as a host of a show, I need to be careful about these things because when I make a promise, I consider that it's a prediction that you could expect in a year that you can then tell me, JF, you were wrong, or JF, you were right. And I make some predictions, but I try to make them based on available fact, because I've seen the QAnon movement turn into this giant shit show by starting to always expect something. And they had memes like on an hourly basis. I have new information from the inside, from the top. It's coming. DK Shadow says there is a storm coming. Unbelievable how cancerous that movement was. But I think it was highly penetrated by federal forces to the point of perhaps not even being a true movement. Because the way they packaged this and they ran with it in the media, it's like QAnon has been, it's like a Fed operation as a whole. There may not have been a single genuine participant to it. We have videos from some civil troubles resulting from Russian call to... I guess it's not really conscription, but the Russian call to its reservists to activate their service. And so here you have a bunch of soldiers who are forced into the bus by the police. And they are telling the police, why don't you go get killed yourself on the front lines? I don't want to go in. All right, so not everyone wants to lose their life for this war. It's understandable. In Dagestan there was some trouble. Protest against the mobilization on the Kasavyurt Makashkala highway near the village of Endira. It seems that there's something being shot toward the protesters, maybe. Maybe it's live ammo, I don't know. It seems that there could be warning shots, because I saw in the whole crowd there was a gun pointing toward the up direction, so it could have been warning shots, yeah. Sansom Kaminam says, Jeff, did you know that Putin is part of the Great Reset? The war is all scripted. The next phase of the Judeo-Globalist plan is limited nuclear exchange. Look, you can have a view of Putin as being aligned with globalist powers. And, okay, there is an understanding of this. This is a viable theory. I don't know how you would know that there is a plan to have a limited nuclear exchange and exactly what would be the conspiracy's plan. I don't think you have anything to support this, although I'm willing to hear. Do you have evidence, or is this just a theory of yours? If it's just a theory of yours, then the problem is that there's a possibility for infinite levels of theorizing. Okay, you could think that China says this, but they don't really say this. They think that, and they say this because they want this. You can create all sorts of intentions into people without behavioral or words or intentions being clearly stated, and you end up with an infinity of theories. Sansom Kaminam says, Media staging is the proof. You can tell where the narrative is being steered. Well, media staging is not a valid argument. I need more than this. Because you could say, okay, well, the media cheering for nuclear war, basically, that's what you identified. Is there alternative explanations to the fact that the media would be cheering for nuclear war that do not involve Putin being a secret globalist? Yes, there are. There's probably thousands of reasons why you would think that CNN is cheering for nuclear war, or at least pushing the minds of the American people toward that direction. You could think first that those are articles that need to draw attention. So if you don't have something like a nuclear war to attract clicks, it's not a good theme. It's better with a nuclear war than without. So perhaps there is exaggeration inherent to the work of media. Then you can think also that the media in the US is highly infiltrated by the intelligence community, CIA, FBI agents of all kind, and it's very much in line with this intelligence community, these deep state agents who want to cause things. Now, those are all valid explanations of why you would hear about nuclear war in the media, that do not specifically engage a Putin world order type of secret plan. So I'm not going, you have to ask yourself, not only do I have evidence, but is this evidence conclusive on the conclusion that I take? And in your case, I would say your evidence is unrelated to your claim. Sensum Cominem says, the Great Reset can't be carried out with an armed U.S. population rebelling against the government. They have to redirect this anger towards Russia. Well, again, those are all psychological constructs and interpretation to justify your theory. They are not evidence. I don't have any more things to tell you other than you have decided a conclusion and then you have misinterpreted evidence as indicative of that conclusion, and then you are constructing psychological interpretations of social behavior to justify further that conclusion. Total Grimm says, Schwab has claimed in the past that Putin is part of the WEF. However, it also seems that WEF has made a point of deleting all record of any affiliation with him. Yes, I understand that there's proof on the internet suggesting that Putin was one of these, you know, young WEF stars, which he could have been. But the thing is, the WEF has been veering toward totally a new thing, and Putin has been taking his own direction also. And, you know, sometimes you become the best hater of what made you. Consider, for example, the fact that I was in academia. And as such, I came to hate academia more than the regular Joe who never went there. I have a deep hatred for academia. Now, if you had photos in my past, you could find photos of me being in a university and being an academic. So you could make the case JF is a secret academic wanting to favor the rise of academia. But you'd be getting it wrong. You'd be getting it wrong that today I am a greater enemy to academia than I would have been if I didn't have these photos of me shown inside the university. Sensum Cominem says, if you expect evidence, you're going to get nowhere. Oh, that is, I mean, I'm happy that we're having this conversation, Sensum, because you are a type of mind and you are a segment of the population. You exist. But you guys are wrong. And you have inverted here the truth. The actual truth is the opposite of what you just said. You have to require evidence if you want to get anywhere. The thing is, if you expect evidence, you're going to get nowhere. That binds you to a world of imagination, conspiracy theories, unsupported claims of all kinds. You're going to be spinning in the space of self-justified truths that don't mean anything with respect to the universe around you. So you do what you want. If you enjoy this, keep going. But I have a job to make, and I have to teach to the people of this planet the tricks to get to some truth about the world, not about my head, not about what I feel, not about what you feel. Sensum Cominem says, do you expect Biden to come out and tell you the truth on live TV? Well, those are all self-justifying reasons to ignore the facts. It's like, oh, well, they cannot talk about it. It's a conspiracy. Well, is there a way you can get evidence in this world without people openly acknowledging things? Well, certainly. We keep catching criminals that commit crime, despite the fact that they maintain throughout their arrest and their investigation that they've not committed the crime. So you can totally have evidence without while someone tries to hide the truth from you. He says, and even if the government told you the truth and gave you the evidence, would you believe the government? Well, again, you are restricting this to the world of admitted truths, when in fact, most of the facts, most of the things I'm sure about, precisely do not come from admitted truths. Most of the things I get from the world are facts about the actions of people, the decisions they make, the kind of coverage they do, the kind of military decisions they make. That is a good basis to ground your speculations in. All right, if you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. I wanted to thank someone who sent a $100 Super Chat while I was in vacation. Rebel the Race Car sent $100. Thank you so much for your generosity. And alternatively to Odyssey, if you don't like the platform, you can use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. I won't show the video, but there's a Russian man talking about, you know, the problems with the reservist being activated for war. There's a video here of a man who stands up and shoots the recruiting officer. The man is a Russian who apparently had issues with the whole idea of reservists being being sent to war. He told his mom that he was headed to the office of recruitment for voluntarily recruiting in the war, but that was a lie. He was going there with a gun and shot the recruiting officer. The tweet says he has died. The officer has died, according to reports. And the man was arrested, and he seems to be just openly saying who he is, and he was there to shoot the officer.
Zinin.
Zinin. E-N-E-N.
Ruslan.
Alexandrovich.
So he got caught after doing the shooting. So again, lots of disapproval on the side of the Russian population subject to recruitment. There is this insane woman at Walmart. Listen, she starts claiming that she has been recently raped and that some guy behind her touched her. But it becomes clear from her state from her mental state that I don't know if she's competent at even knowing whether she got really touched or whether this guy just maybe talked to her, just because the fact is she was passing ahead of this guy to steal his cashier, to pass on the cashier before the guy. And look at how insane she is. I mean, this makes me realize that whether we have laws against rape or not, the rape will happen. And if it doesn't happen in reality, it will happen in a woman's head. Here's a case of an insane woman making claims of rape and making absolutely unjustified claims.
I can't calm down. I can't be fucking touched.
I didn't touch you, man.
I just raped. Not that long ago, and I can't stand another man touching me!
Well, no one did that.
Okay. It just can't.
Is this a prank?
I can't. He won't go away. He needs to go away. He's the fucking problem.
I need to leave?
No, just
welcome. I'll take you to the
I like this woman because she knows that this guy has done nothing. She knows we're dealing with an insane, delusional woman here. And so the guy is like, I didn't do anything. And the girl is like, no, I understand. You didn't do anything. We're just going to find a way to pass you on another line so that we can avoid the problem here. The problem being this woman who got raped recently. If you got raped recently, don't yell it like this in Walmart. Please, call the police.
Okay. She threw some of my stuff. Okay. Where's your stuff? Ah, hell if I know. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
She wasn't sorry when she cut in line and then screamed.
I didn't see you!
To make it...
So, she recognizes that she cut him in the line. But she's like, I didn't see you. Well, okay. So now realize that he had a reason to talk to you. He wanted to point, hey, lady, you are passing ahead of me here. So he didn't want to rape you.
I just asked her if she saw anyone in line.
Just fucking leave. Just go.
That's an
leave.
Adult.
You're making it worse.
How can you keep yelling like this when you know you're in the wrong? I mean, she's acknowledged being in the wrong. She passed in front of him but didn't see him, so she made an error. And she keeps yelling at him, you're making it worse!
I'm just talking.
The ring. No, listen, this made me realize when I saw this video, I realized the rapes will happen. If there's no law, if there's no police, there will be actual rape. If we put a system in place to stop the rapist, there's going to be rape happening in the woman's head. And so I think we must give up our fight against the rape. We must legislate around the rape. We must make the rape as comfortable as possible for the female population. We must enact laws that will allow them to be raped only by a single man for all of their life. They will be the official rapist in charge, the rapist husband, we could call him. They're going to consent to selecting their rapist. I think we need special laws not to fight the rape, but to work around it and make it as viable as possible. Grapes Coda says, pretty sure this woman is unrapeable, JF. Yeah, I mean... maybe she looks bad because she's out of the shower and her hair are disorganized. I mean, in the low parts of the population, there is some raping of this kind of woman that happens. Because rapists are not, they're not refined selectors, you know. But I don't know what's going on here. There is something weird. What the fuck is this backpack here? This is not a backpack I expect on a victim of rape, a recent victim of rape. It's too celebratory, too emoji, Japanese type. I don't know. It makes me think about anime style backpacks with little cutie cats, you know. Oh, I'm cute, I'm a cat. Something wrong is going. I think she needs special services. Ariel Suarez says, I think we could call your system model marriage, JF. Yes, I'm happy that you got it. I'm happy that someone understood what I was talking about. Adair says, she's a weeb cosplay nerd and her nose is outside her mask. Oh, she wears a mask on top of it. At this point, I don't even notice it. Oh my god, she's wearing a mask when the Walmart employees aren't even wearing masks. I mean, no one is wearing masks anymore. So presumably she's in a state where it is voluntary. So she is a special case, definitely. So people are informing me it's a grade school backpack. Okay, maybe it's a new kind of backpack that I've not been exposed to as a man of the 90s. Dozen seen ransacking Philadelphia Wawa store, throwing food. The Philadelphia Police Department is investigating the Wawa incident. I mean, look at this. Unbelievable. You can see a female twerking as she is crowned kind of king of the Vandals or queen of the Vandals, I don't know. Oh, Cynical Biped says, JF, I noticed something in the video. You have a right to notice. This is what I've been thinking about when I was driving in the last few days. We should fight for the right to notice. When you walk around society, you should be able to notice everything. Now, let's go into the next video that shows the extent of the damage. You can see there's bananas here. I was heartbroken when I saw these untouched bananas, because I was like, I've been working in grocery stores, okay? A banana is worth something like, what, 20 cents, 30 cents in Canada, maybe even less in the US. And I was like, okay, so this bunch of people came in, destroyed everything but the bananas. Actually, if they had went for the bananas, that the losses would be not so big, you know. There's like $2 of banana there. So they don't break the thing that's not costly. And I couldn't help but think, can a society work in which you have millions of dollars of damage potentially being caused by these actions? Like, here's how society works. You have a guy who had money, who decided to erect these gigantic walls, to layer the soil with marble stone, to make it everything clean here with the little LED lights to light up the food so that people could see the food so that they would maybe buy it. You have him, he has set up a maze of PEX tubing that would serve infinite fountain drinks for the people at extremely low prices. He has called an electrician, paid tens of thousands of dollars just to get this automated door that would open in front of you as you enter, because a little laser would detect your movement as you approach the door. A guy has invested millions of dollars to make this happen. And yet that guy took the means to build here a stand containing bananas that at best he can hope maybe he might sell them 20 cents a piece, 30 cents a piece, to the incoming people. How can that be profitable if you get destroyed on a regular basis, as is happening in certain places of America? This cannot work. These people are living in a luxury that they do not deserve. They get luxury, they break it. They don't even touch the banana, which would be the least costly vandalism that they could have done. Silver Spider says, evil capitalism, lol. That doesn't sound evil at all. To me, it sounds like someone wanting to lose money, really. So someone wanting so much to serve a community that he engages in an unproductive endeavor, which is to build all these stands and these buildings for knowing that it will be destroyed. Far-right Meloni strikes moderate tone after Italy vote. So while I was gone from the internet, a coalition leader credited with about 44% of the vote. Challenges include budget plan, energy prices, slowing economy. We've been served the discourse by the mainstream media that this is a win of the far right. I want to cheer and welcome this. However, I'm not sure at what degree we should expect far-right policies from this woman. So she certainly, I've listened to some of her discourses. She understands the woke attack on this on society. She understands that the left is attacking the family and they are attacking any form of identity and that that is bad for Western civilization. But she has this whole tame conception of they're doing it to make you the perfect consumer. They're attacking the family, they're attacking gender, they're attacking marriage because they want to turn you into the perfect consumer for rich elite. Which, okay, not bad. It's a talking point that I've not used very much, although I see it constantly on the right wing. Because I don't think it's really this. I think that what's happening is there is a genocidal attack on white people for a variety of reasons, but not just for profit. So in the end, what it boils down to is she is characterized as far right. I don't know if we're going to get far right policies from her, I hope. Well, right-wing policies. I hope that she can turn the sails of a country of Europe. But at the same time, there will be a big ganking on them, on her, because the European Union is already pissed. Even before her election, the leader of the European Union was commenting that she hoped that the election goes in the right direction, and that was certainly not the direction they wanted. What can Italy do, though? That's the question. Even if she was convinced to be a right-winger, what can she do? She's going to have to build a coalition, which I hear is always like this in Italy. Okay, so it will be a right-wing diluted coalition already. She's already striking a moderate tone, which I guess is what you have to do when you have to deal with less far-right parties to support your rise to power. But even if she does all these things, will she get something done in terms of putting demographics, immigration under control? Can that be done in the modern European Union? I don't know. When you are the father of baby Putin, that is funny. The baby does look like Vladimir Putin. I don't know if this is a face mod modification through Photoshop or if it's just the true baby, but it does have a Vladimir Putin air to him. Made me think about baby Hitler. What would you do if you had a time machine that allows you to kill baby Hitler back in time? Spindly Opinion says the UK are trying to introduce proportional representation, which could give the far right a foot in the door there. Yeah, a lot of times it is actually a desire of the left to introduce proportionate representation. Basically, proportionate representation means that you don't have to win a threshold to win your locality to be elected as a deputy. You can just have a party that gathers maybe 3% of the vote nationally, but 3% gives them one unit of representation in the parliament. It's a detail of democracy, really. I'm neither for it nor against it. I think it allows smaller voices to develop in a binary political system. So I guess I'm kind of sympathetic to it, but mostly because binary political system unfortunately converged toward basically the elites fucking the people through both ways, no matter what, from the middle. So because of this, I tend to be sympathetic to smaller parties. But proportionate representation also has its issues. You end up having politicians that are basically elected by the bureaucracy of a party rather than by the people. That's a big problem. The idea of direct representation is kind of abandoned in a in a system like this. Giorgia Meloni set to be Italy's most far-right prime minister since Mussolini. This is the obligatory comparison to Nazism and fascism. Italy will be led by the most far-right government since the fascist era of Benito Mussolini, an alliance of far-right parties led by Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy party, whose origins lie in post-war fascism, were on track to win between 41 and 45% of the vote in Sunday's general election, according to data from the Rai exit poster Pipoli. The ultra-conservative Brothers of Italy party looks likely to win between 22 and 26% of the vote, with coalition partners the League, led by Matteo Salvini, taking between 8.5 and 12.5, and Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia scoring between 6 and 8% of the vote. Mengele says Mussolini was a socialist ex-communist party. Okay, yes, I mean, the fascists of this time were not right-wingers at all, that is certain. The question about whether what they call the far right in the modern times is right wing, as far as I'm concerned, it's not. I think that those terms should be updated, but of course there's no interest in updating these terms, because the leftist media likes this term, far right, it sounds extreme. All right, so here there's a guy speculating, is this the end of the European Union as we knew it? I mean, we'll see. But my guess is she's not going to be allowed to make much from within the European Union. And there's going to be the system developing around her to limit her action as much as possible. I'm very black-pilled about any possibility for change. I think the best thing that could happen is most states possible should quit the European Union. There was an Iranian refugee or an Iranian exile on Huffington Post. Let's see what he has to say.
We want you to come back on HuffPost again.
Absolutely. And tell Netanyahu that I totally love and support everything he's doing. And if he wants to bomb Iran, I'm totally in support of him. I think that...
You're down for bombing Iran?
I'm down for bombing Iran only because I think that we should have invaded Iran instead of Iraq, because the Iranians would have appreciated it and they would have been liberated, whereas the Iraqis didn't want us there and they don't appreciate it. So sanctions on Iran, bomb the bad people in Iran and help them, liberate them. They want to be free.
We want you to come back on Huffington.
Sounds like we have added a gay citizen from Iran who probably felt oppressed for his sexuality in Iran. Listen, how do we have gays rooting for bombing other nations on Huffington Post? How does that happen? Grapes Coda says Globo Homo. That is the definition of it. We have here literally an homosexual trying to get America to bomb people in Iran because he didn't feel welcome there. That is what the term Globo Homo has been made for, I guess. I'm gonna ban. Why do I have to do this? Why do you use that kind of word, Dino Legovic? I have to ban you now, and you're fucking Dino Legovic, and I like you, and now Dino Legovic. Did I ban you or did I not ban you? Can he still speak? Don't use that kind of word, Dino Legovic. I think I banned him, but Why is he not on my ban list? I don't want to ban you, Dino Legovic. But I think I banned you. I banned you half accidentally. Dino Legovic. Well, he doesn't appear on my ban list, but I saw on the screen. Well, I wanted to remove the message, but see what happens when you force me to remove your messages, I can accidentally ban you. And so I don't know if I want to deploy the effort to unban you, especially since that I'm loading the list and I can't find you in there. So I think we may just have lost Dino Legovic, because I clicked accidentally on block, but now I go to check my list if I can unblock him. I can't. So Dino Legovic is gone. Here, you're gone because you're stupid. Dino Legovic, retain this in your fucking head. It's your fault. And now I can't unban you. Fuck you. Meloni's right-wing alliance wins clear majority in Italian election. First Sweden, now Italy. It is the people's response to the current state of leftism, but it took so long to get there. People are pressing F as a sign of respect for the lost ones. We have lost Dino Legovic. Chris Cuomo says his CNN interviews of brother were inherently conflict of interest in complete transparency. Look, and Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, on a weekly basis, is appearing on podcasts and various interviews to say things that he regrets about his time at CNN. But why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why were you doing these things that are conflict of interest? You knew that they were as you were doing it, but you did it. And now you want to attract public attention on these past things, which of course will drag clicks and will attract people to your new endeavors, because, oh, it's a CNN insider that admits he did wrong things. It's like surfing twice on your own dishonesty. Fractal Man says, because Cuomo is a cuck. Well, he's cucking himself at this point. He is like, his specialty is admitting wrongs. Oh, I was wrong to do this. Were you ever right to do something, Cuomo? Talk to us about it. Biden's new minimum tax could hit Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and the hardest, study shows. Democrats' book minimum tax could bring in $31 billion, study shows. So it's the new minimum tax that applies to big, big companies, and it forces them to pay 15% tax on reported profits in their bookkeeping stuff. Now, you have the income tax, where they report an official number, and that number can include expenses, so sometimes it's a very low number, and you want to put that number as low as possible because you want to pay the least tax possible. So you can include expenses and lots of ways not to pay it. Then they will tell their stockholders, here's the real number. We made that much profit. And Biden has invented a new tax that will attack this number. But as DK Shadow points out, just don't report profit. I mean, it's exactly what might happen. You might have companies that, like, oh, you calculate theoretically that you're going to get $31 billion. But what if these companies stop reporting profits? What if they say, I'm sorry, yet again, we have spent another year making $5. Sorry, investors. I mean, there might be a different way that develops where stockholders will know that zero is to be expected in reported profits, but look at the other page and take the fifth number on the other page, and that's the real profit. there's going to be a secret way developing for these big companies to report their profit. The new corporate tax signed into law by President Biden last month will not impact large companies equally. A small percentage will bear the heaviest burden. Well, again, that's just if you look at the past. Everyone is going to adjust to this new tax. I would be surprised that people just keep reporting profits normally. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. He says, JF, perhaps you can set up a non-profit for the purpose of allowing our donations to be tax deductible. It could be for research and raising awareness of TRP. No. I've already set up a non-profit in my life. It is a nightmare headache of an administrative duty. It requires filing, justifying, and having board meetings and reporting officially the board meetings and giving everyone who's involved address to the government and having an officer and a secretary and you have no idea. And all of this is just not worth it for tax deduction. I'm sorry. You're going to have to find your own ways not to pay taxes, but it won't be that you donated to Papa JF. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, JF, a reminder that you should watch The Last Emperor. It's insight into the change that China underwent in the 20th century left me in awe. On another subject, are you fond of any other films from the French New Wave? There is a beautiful film, Mon Oncle, which you could enjoy with the whole family. When I hear these terms, the French New Wave, I don't know what that is, but it sounds terrible. Like, it sounds like an interest of a liberal cinematographic university professor in some state-funded university. It sounds like absolute crap. Now, French New Wave. What is it about? French New Wave is a French art film movement that emerged in the late 50s. The movement was characterized by its rejection of traditional filmmaking conventions in favor of experimentation and a spirit of iconoclasm. New Wave filmmakers explored new approaches to editing, visual style and narrative, as well as engagement with the social and political upheavals of the era. Grapes Coda says art film. That sounds like an art film. I'm done with this. I'm too old for... Like, when you're 19 years old, 20 years old, you're a teenager, and you are a young adult, you want that kind of thing, and you want to be like, oh, this is so refined. Oh, the way they have cut directly to the scene, it is absolutely shocking. They break continuity. The space-time continuum has been broken here by the film director in a way that totally makes this a mind experiment for me. I'm not interested in this anymore. I want the big cheesy American movie. I want the good story well told. I want good scripting. I am not impressed anymore by any of your visual style crap. Fuck the French New Wave. I'll never see a movie from them. And anyways, any movie made before 1984 sucks. About The Last Emperor, okay, I still have it on my list. I haven't gotten to it. And someone earlier said, JF, thank you for recommending Westworld. It's a pretty good thing. Yes, Westworld is amazing. Season 1, 2, 3, absolute beauty. I'm currently rewatching it slowly with Mama JF, and it is just as beautiful as the first time I watched it. What a great series. Pfizer CEO has COVID for the second time in 6 weeks. At this point, everyone who has COVID, always a vaccinated person. Everyone I see in my surrounding who talks to me about COVID has been vaccinated. So your negative effectiveness vaccine, that's what you get. It's like you were eating negative calorie food. You would be still hungry, right? Well, when you inject yourself with a negative effectiveness vaccine, you end up having COVID more. Oregon liquor store thefts up 450% in recent years as store owners shout from the rooftops for help. I've had a cashier who was threatened for her life from the robber. Well, in Portland, of course. What did you expect? You have enacted your entire leftist reform of the law, where the law doesn't exist anymore. So you have an increase in interest for theft, because you don't punish it anymore. Sea urchins like to put rocks and shells on their head to protect them from predators and the sun. So an aquarium 3D printed hat. So I aquarium 3D printed hats for them, and they love to wear them. I love how someone responds to this, not entirely sure what to do with this information. I'm not sure what we should do. We finally have the first study on myocarditis children specifically who got myocarditis as a response to the vaccine. So after 90 days, because the media has presented this as, oh, well, it's very rare, and also it fixes itself very quickly. Well, we now have a long-term follow-up. 16% of the people who got myocarditis have not even fully recovered after 90 days. 1% report being just as bad as when they got it. So there are long-term consequences to these side effects of the vaccine. We may have ruined young people's hearts. Young people who, the vast majority of them, the super, super majority of them, almost all of them, wouldn't have died from COVID. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, okay, forget the new wave. Mon Oncle is just a city comedy movie about a French uncle who can't function in the modern world. It isn't that deep, and it's not commie propaganda. Oh, well, eventually I will pay you to watch it. Pay a large price, because unfortunately, at this point, I see them coming with their title, these movies that have nothing to offer. And it's like, if your title isn't something like mind-bending meta-reference, oh, there's 10 meanings to it. If your title is just Mon Oncle, which means my uncle, and you are part of the French New Wave, and you're this artistic movement in the 50s, I'm not listening. I'd rather spend time just doing nothing, laying on the bed. It's going to be a better use of my time than this crap. Man stabbed to death in Brooklyn in row over failing to say thank you. Man reportedly says, stab me if you can do it, and screams, he stabbed me after the act. Well, of course, Brooklyn, this is what happens when you liberate your criminals. Hurricane Fiona, okay, that's an old news item that I wanted to talk about 3 days ago, but I guess I forgot it in my browser. I ended up seeing Hurricane Fiona. Tesla's German gigafactory catches fire, prompting local protesters to call for production shutdown. A major fire appears to have broken out at Tesla's Berlin recycling plant, prompting a local group of environmentalists who have been fighting the company to call for Tesla to stop production. I find this fascinating because here we have a company that specializes in bragging that they're not burning CO2 into the atmosphere. And what do? They stack 800 cubic meters of paper, cardboard, and wood. Of course. 1.21 gigawatts? A reference to Back to the Future here on the regular chat. But of course they stack this paper, cardboard, and wood. They can't burn it because then it would count in their net zero emission. And so what do? They just stack it. And so you... This is idiocracy, by the way. It happens in idiocracy. The idea of trash accumulation eventually causing a trash avalanche. But here what we have is accumulation of trash that you can't burn because that would create CO2, and our whole company is about not creating CO2. Eventually, nature heals. Nature comes to burn the stuff that you don't want to burn intentionally. So nature decided to burn 800 cubic meters of paper. I have one question for Elon Musk. Will this be counted in the carbon emission count of the gigafactory? Because I know that he wanted to reach a net zero at some point in the future. Does that delay the attainment of the net zero? The fact that nature decided to do what you couldn't do. White House won't say if Biden thinks US cities are safe. It's not a yes or no question. Crime has risen in major cities across the country under President Biden. Well, it's a yes or no question. Back in the days where Joe Biden was campaigning on being against criminality, because there was a time, Joe Biden is old enough that in his life there was a time in the past where Democrats were tough on crime. They were tough on crime, perhaps to a greater extent than the current Republicans. They would come up with new terms to push their tough on crime concepts, like super predators. Those were terms that indicated, you know, there's these super predators. They will violate the law no matter what. They don't have empathy. They are psychopaths. They are repeat criminals. So I'm sure that Joe Biden knows that cities are unsafe, but it's just currently not in his political advantage to make the kind of claims that he was making back then. So some thievery of New Zealand. 8 to 10 gangsters robbing jewelry stores in bright daylight inside of crowded malls. They raided my home with 72 armed cops and wasted $30 million on a copyright case, but they can't stop this. The whole idea of stores to me is done. How is that viable? You're holding these thousands of dollars rings right there. You're going to sell what? One during the afternoon, two maybe, if you're lucky. And you're holding this whole marble rock surfaced area that you need to heat, you need to pay your employees, and then you need to pay the insurance that will insure you against these robbery. How do you make a living? How does that work? I'm starting to be pissed at Elon Musk because he always sides with the American Empire, the military and intelligence. Elon Musk will activate his Starlink internet services in Iran after social media was restricted during protests against the death of Mahsa Amini, 22, who died when morality police arrested her for not wearing her hijab correctly. The thing is, when these CEO billionaires follow their heart like this, they are also contributing to subversion of foreign countries. And there was the same thing with Jack Dorsey, you know, promoting Twitter as a tool of revolution for the Arab Spring. And I think I'm starting to notice a pattern here. These rich billionaires, they find liberal ideals to justify sovereign violations, to justify foreign intervention. And I don't like it. Elon, please understand that there's not much difference between what you do there and warmongering and building up foreign intervention and participating to coups around the world, the way the CIA was doing in South America in the 70s, 80s, and the way we were doing in the Middle East after that. You are part of a political system, Elon, and by trying to follow your heart here by saying, oh, it's about the rights of women, let's liberate Iranian women, you are basically leading a strategic and military intervention in a foreign country that you don't have sovereign reign over. So be careful what you do, Elon. These people are manipulating you. I'm talking to you about the federal government, the intelligence agents, the CIA, the army, the deep state. They are using you, just like they used you in Ukraine. Lendalt Guntram says, latest on Snowden, a statement from Snowden's lawyer in Anatoly Kusherana. Snowden is not subject to partial mobilization in Russia, since he did not serve in the Russian army. I knew that it's not just being a citizen of Russia that gets you on the front line. This is not conscription. Although the Western media is covering it like conscription, they're pushing these images of people being forced into buses. Those are not citizens, innocent citizens being put on buses against their will. Those are basically employees of the Russian army. They're not getting conscripted. They're just getting, they're sent to war because they're part of the army of Russia. But yeah, so I knew that the mere giving of a citizenship to Edward Snowden didn't mean that he would be part of those reservists. That would be insane. But still, I still made the thumbnail because I think it would be great. It would be an epic story of revenge. Like, Edward Snowden got deprived of rights in his own country for trying to blow the whistle. And you see how the leftist media right now uses the word whistleblower? It's like, oh there's a Facebook whistleblower. Let's listen to what she has to say. They love it. They love the whistleblower concept. They're trying to steal it from Project Veritas, basically. But Edward Snowden was the original whistleblower that revealed much more than any of these ex-Facebook employees will reveal at any point. And yet, he lost respect in his own country, lost his own rights, and had to flee to preserve his life. I love this meme for the libertarians. I know that many in my crowd are not libertarians, but we must make sacrifices in order to live in a civilized society. I mean, just think, if we didn't, who would build the roads? And you see the guy just chopping the inner organs of a guy and sacrificing him. I love that this is the big argument against libertarians. Who will build the roads? Well, who builds the McDonald parking? Have you ever considered this? That the government doesn't build the McDonald parking? And basically, you can circulate on it. The government didn't fund the asphalt there. Someone else did. So clearly, private capital has the technology for road building. So it's, the roads are not going to disappear because we live in a libertarian world. This is a fascinating video that I wanted to share. These autists are like, this is what's happening right now in science, I guess. The science of computer programming and simulation. They're becoming so specialized that at this point they're capable of creating models of substances that are sticky. Because you know how, you know, in early computer models, you can have a ball and another ball, and maybe they're going to bounce, and this is going to be your physics simulation. But they've now reached the point where they control all of the aspects of the texture and stickiness of something.
Find out whether it is possible to write a fluid simulation on a computer that showcases no less than 1 billion particles. So, is this the one? Maybe. Of course, I will tell you in a moment. But note that there are plenty of fluid and physics simulation research papers out there. This is a mature research field, and we can do so much today. Here are four of my favorite works in this area, and then we will talk about what is the problem with them. One, in reality, we can experiment with whatever objects we have at our disposal, but in a simulation, we can do anything, including changing the physical parameters of these objects, and thus, this previous work can simulate three Jell-O blocks of different stiffness values. So cool! 2. This technique simulates strong two-way coupling. What does that mean? Well, you see a simulation here that doesn't have it. So, is this correct? Well, not quite. The honey should be supporting the dipper, and it not only falls, but it falls in a very unnatural way. Instead, this technique can simulate strong two-way coupling, and finally, it gets it right. And not only that, but what I really love about this is that it also gets small nuances.
What the fuck is this accent? Where do you acquire this accent?
Right. I will try to speed up the footage a little so you can see that the honey doesn't only support the dipper, but the dipper still has some subtle movements, both in reality and in the simulation. A+. Love it. 3. We can even simulate the physics of baking on a computer. Let's see. Yes, expansion and baking is happening here. Are we done? Well,
oh my God.
Let's have a look inside. Yep.
You gotta be kidding me. They're now simulating the crust of the bread, the little cuts of the knife on the bread, and the yeast having its effect inside. Holy shit, that is insane.
This is a good one. Yum. And perhaps my favorite work in this area is this. 4. Now you may be wondering, Karoly, why are you showing a real video to me? Well, this is not a real video. This is a simulation. And so is this one. And hold on to your papers, because this is not a screenshot taken from the simulation. Nuh-uh.
Absolutely fascinating. I didn't know we had reached that level in terms of simulation.
Point, are we at a saturation point? Well, just 2 years ago, we talked about a technique that...
Absolutely fantastic. I can't believe that sometimes there's these specific domains in which there are many progresses, but you wouldn't follow this unless you're an expert, and the results are stunning. That will lead to real graphics that are more natural graphics, that instead of having to draw it and to fake it, you can simulate it. And I think it's the future for movies. When they generate these 3D movies and these, how do you call them, animated movies, they have to do a lot of work to make it look. But with that kind of technology, you don't need to make it look. You just need to say, all right, give me the texture of a bread and give me yeast and simulate the yeast in the bread, and you get the final effect you want. Grapes Coda says, going to put animators out of work. Well, their work will certainly change. It will facilitate many things. Hunter Gone Wild, unhinged videos show the president's son dancing shirtless, slipping down a water slide naked, and entertaining hookers at debauched pool party in $4,140 per night Malibu rental. Okay. More Hunter dick pics, I guess. I'm not looking at them anymore. Ex-MSNBC host Keith Olbermann says he dated Christine Sinema, tells her she lost her way. Olbermann claims the Sinema used to be far to his left. Okay, so here, oh my god, you have a host who was with Sinema, and Sinema is now this, I guess, this middle of the road, the center left woman from Arizona. Former MSNBC host Olbermann on Monday declared he used to date her and feels his former fling has lost her way because she used to be far more progressive than him. Olbermann was bothered after NBC reporter Sahil Kapoor tweeted a quote in which Sinema praised Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, quote tweeting it and informing followers that Sinema was a legit progressive when they had a relationship. That is the definition of a beta male. It's like, he not only is he unable to guide his woman toward the right, he's actually disappointed that his ex has turned too far right for him. Rebel has joined the chat. Thank you so much, Rebel. I've thanked you earlier for your super chat that you gave during my vacation. Thank you so much for that support now that you're here. Linux Foo says, lol, that unhinged asshole says someone else lost her way. And Fractal Man says, Sinema is kind of cute. Yeah, she has this whole office woman kind of dress that is kind of pleasant. But if you look closely, she's old and ugly. IEA head warns Wild West energy scenario could unravel in Europe. The unity of EU member states could be in jeopardy as a dark winter fast approaches, set to trigger a continental scramble for energy resources. European countries would be in a Wild West scenario in their attempt to pursue energy security. Of course, with the pressure from the Russian war, I can't wait to see Europe in 2-3 months from now. I'm excited at following the news here. What kind of difficulties will they be facing when winter strikes? FDA uses transhumanist language to push new COVID boosters. The US Food and Drug Administration is now advertising the new COVID-19 booster as an antibody update to recharge your immunity, as if your immune system were a battery that needs recharging. I mean, I've said very early in this pandemic that we were headed toward your body being treated like a inkjet printer, that is, as a platform for selling future cartridges. I don't know if you've ever bought inkjet printers, the cheap ones, actually at any price. That's basically what Epson, HP do, all of the printer companies, they all create a software that is obsessed with one thing, having you buy cartridges. And then they design the printer so that if you don't use it for a month, it dries out and you need to buy cartridges. And if you forget to buy cartridges, you have a software reminding you without you even asking, a little icon in your window that shows. So that's why I switched to laser, John Drake, but I switched to laser so late in my life. I've suffered through these inkjet printers for more than 10 years. And now I have laser, and I just understand that it's what is needed. There's just no solution to inkjet printing that makes sense. You can go for refillers, refillable, but even those, eventually the printer is not built to print 1,000 pages. The printer is built to bug after 5 pages. And so you get your refillable cartridge, but eventually something else dries in the system and it doesn't work anymore. Which laser printer do I recommend? I recommend only one laser printer, and it's the only one you'll ever need. And it's one where you can buy from a company in the UK. Let me give you the info here, because this saved my life. So the one printer that I recommend is the HLL8360CDW. And then you go buy refillable toner at urefilltoner.co.uk. You have infinite printing capabilities. You don't need to print every month. It doesn't dry, doesn't go bad. It works forever. You buy just one batch of these. I've actually never had to refill yet. The laser cartridges contain a lot of toner. Now, the printer is originally designed to actually fake end the cartridge, because there's a little counter on the side of the cartridge that makes tick, 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 tick. And then when it reaches the end, it says, there's no more ink in your cartridge. It's a lie. There's still ink in there. The company makes it so that it claims to have no more ink in there. So what the urefill toner kit allows you to do, they allow you to add a little spring that when it reaches the end, it just resets. Or you have to do it with your fingers. And so you can really empty the cartridge from its toner. And then when it's really empty, you can refill it with the low price toner. That is the solution. The solution to printing, you will never need anything else than the 8360CDW by Brothers. Now, it's not one of these printers that can do scans. Buy a scanner separately. You'll understand, you'll save so much trouble that it's not a problem to have a separate scanner. Just have a printer that can print. That is the first thing to do. DK Shadow says, laser printer uses toner. Exactly. Linux Foo says, oh, JF, and it turns out that the mRNA gets transcribed into gametes and is, in fact, heritable. Oh, well, why not at this point, you know? What's the date of this? August 20. I don't know that I've seen this one. Pre-exposure to mRNA LNP inhibits adaptive immune responses and alters innate immune fitness in an irritable fashion. We lack a comprehensive understanding of the immune effects of this platform. Blah, blah, blah. We found that pre-exposure to mRNA LNPs or LNP alone led to long-term inhibition of the adaptive immune response, which could be overcome using standard adjuvants. On the other hand, we report that after pre-exposure to LNPs, the resistance of mice to heterologous infections with influenza virus increased while Candida albicans decreased. Thus, our study highlights the need for more research to determine this platform's true impact on human health. Now, this is important findings, but it's not as you describe. You told me in your chat that the mRNA gets transcribed into gametes and is in fact heritable. That is not what is said here. What is said here is exposing the parents to the vaccine has impact on the immune system of the child. I mean, I read it very quickly, but it's not as you represent it. I would have to read in more detail. Now he says, in the next section. Okay, well, the next section. I don't see anything about what you mentioned, bro. Linux Foo says, interestingly, mice pre-exposed to mRNA LNPs can pass down the acquired immune traits to their offspring. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's genetic transmission. There are ways in which parents trans... Oh, well, he sent me the wrong link. Well, there you go. I mean, you wanted a scientist to look up your stuff, bro? You thought you would bullshit me live? I called you out, bro. I found your error. Your link doesn't exist. ASD says, I missed you, JF. I missed you too, ASD. I missed you too. Let's see if Linux Foo will bring an alternative link, but meanwhile, JP Morgan to cannibalize its own card revenue in race to be first on pay by bank processing. That's an interesting avenue because the whole domain of payment is very controlled by the credit card companies and they charge fees to the merchants. So basically, when they charge you $30, they don't get $30. The credit card company takes $30 from you, but they send the money with transaction fees minus percentage fee, and then they send just a part of the money to the merchant. That's a problem because the merchant finds itself obligated to offer something at the same price, but he actually gets more money if you do it through debit card. And he gets more money if you do it through cash, but he gets only part of the money if you do it through credit. And so pay by bank processing is a solution to this. I guess it's money being taken directly from your bank account. And if JP Morgan wants to be serious about innovating on this, that would be awesome. Because we need an infrastructure, we need lower fees on the internet. We need payments to pass so much more efficiently than they do right now. Deadstar says, imagine giving credit companies 3% of the top of our economy. Yeah, it's like a big tax. And how in the hell did they survive while taking that much? That keeps stunning me. Why hasn't there been an alternative rising? John Drake says, American Express fees are ludicrous. Oh yeah, I think they're the worst. But we don't have American Express that much in Canada. Not a common thing. All right, US, that will be our last news item before perhaps I will review Linux Foo's link if he gives it to me, or I will just conclude the show. But last news item, US official says all price cap on Russia crude exports to include products. Okay, so they're going to not only say we are capping the price of crude. They will say we are capping the price of this product, which comes from crude, and this product, which comes from crude. But like all the other sanctions against Russia, it's going to turn in the favor of Russia. There's going to be workarounds, and there's going to be nations willing to say to America, fuck you. Linux Foo says, still searching, I have too many links and didn't footnote well enough. Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Well, well, well. Okay, but I won't wait. So if you want to find it, send it to me in Discord and I can comment it tomorrow, or just send it to me on tomorrow's show. ASD says, how's the US dollar so strong? Well, the US dollar still benefits from its reserve currency status. And I believe that there's just a long time before we can develop a parallel economy. It's going to take decades. And in fact, I don't think the total kill of the USD will be done in the next 10 years. I think it's going to take some time, and you have to let the market forces work under the new standard, where Putin is now making gas sales without USD. You have to make this whole parallel economy take off, and that's going to take a lot of time. The response to your question is, as long as the USD is what people want, the USD will be strong. So people still go back to the USD when they're nervous. People still go back to the USD when they think there's going to be the apocalypse. People still go back to the USD when they sell their super inflated stocks. And so the USD is still something desirable to have. It's only after decades of overprinting and decades of alternative systems of transfer of wealth developing, like Bitcoin, like Vladimir Putin and his workarounds. It's going to take a lot of time for all of this to sum up to something. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Thank you so much. And Linux Foo has failed to bring me his paper link. Here, let's see if I can be better than Linux Foo and find it. So you said this was about intergenerational transmission of the mRNA vaccine on gametes. Can't find it, but with how Google has censored this subject, it's not so surprising that I can't find it. So I'll be waiting for your link tomorrow, Linux Foo. Bye bye, everyone. Sleep well. I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, well, he's now given me a title, but that is an article I've already read. Intracellular reverse transcription of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA vaccine in vitro in human liver cell line. But reverse transcriptase, liver cells, and gametes. Well, that's the liver, but that's not gametes. So I'm gonna need. Okay, he says that's not it. Well, give me the link for tomorrow, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.